My name is Josephine Lam. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking to Kay Lam, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Alameda, California. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
My childhood went through quite difficult times because my father used to be work for the former government. That was just right now in Taiwan. So he worked as a head of the postal office. And postal office system founded is by the American people. So he worked under the leadership of the former government and also the American. He speaks fluency in English. So after the communism take over 1949, in the beginning they keep him as still as the head of the postal. But after they the communism leader, they could handle the business, so they put him in jail. So overnight, my family just broken. So we have been leaving the house they offered to us. So my mommy has to send me to a family relay. So I went through quite difficult time because from the very young age, only 8 years old, about 8 years old, and I remember it's the third class. So I have to go to like something like a foster home, but it's a family relay. So I have to start taking care of myself.
Was it really lonely?
It's lonely because it is too far away from my mother. My mother could not keep me anymore because she needed to work for some like only this house as take care of them. So I have no way to live with her. So anyway, I just go on from one house to other house. Sometimes like the second year, I stay with a maid wife with a house. And she's nice to me. She's tough for me. She did not let me go out like a play on the street or out of a door. It was inside the house. As a girl, you only could play inside the house. So that way, she kept me really study good. And she's a Christian. My mommy's friend from church.
Were you a happy kid? When you're with your family, were there any really happy moments?
With your family, happy moments?
Yeah.
You mean all the lifetime?
With your parents, do you remember any really good moments with them?
Not much. My parents is that really most of the set generation. Because when they're young, they get married, and that was the Japan War, World War II. So they lost every the thing they belong to them. They have to, because after the Japanese occupied Hong Kong and from the south of China. So they have to escape from like a refugee from one city to other city. and follow the postal system. So my mommy carried me. So I was born during the, I think, 1942. Mm. So one thing is it okay for the Japanese soldier is usually if you found a church, so because my mom is a Christian, so we have a connection with the church. So we, because traveling with some the church pastor, mm-hmm. so we stayed there most of the time. We, during the war, we stay in the church. So anyway, the life was really tough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I born in the, I'm not born in Hong Canton. Yeah. So, that's the life of my young age. So I really, and also my parents, you know what, after World War II, after we win the war, mm-hmm. and just finish the war, and then they start the country war. Wow. The communism fighting with the Kuomintang. So the war continued for 5 years. And then the communism come, the new government come. In the beginning, the people of China, they welcome them. Because after the Japan War and country war, it's about 12 or 13 years already.
Oh my goodness.
So we wish the country gonna get peaceful, no more war. Hmm. And people could have a better life. In the beginning, that couple years, it was okay. But after couple years, the winner of the communism, so they start torturing people. Wow. They start get all the different kind, the revolution, punishment, especially for the, like, if you own the land, if you have a business, and they took the people, they took the farm owners, and ran away. They took the every like business, even the small owner, they just get everything out. No more you have no more private money. And just that time. And also all the people, if you used to be work for the old government. So they put my daddy in jail, and our family just like a divided. So my brother, sister in school, mm-hmm. and my mommy working for some old lady's house, and I am youngest one.
Did you get to stay with your brother and sister? Or did you get to go to school and stay with your brother and sister?
One thing good, they allow you to go to school.
Good.
And also, the school is no charge.
Oh, that's really good.
But you have to, when that time still okay, they more like concerned about the scar you got. When that time they did not look at too much about where the family come from, and so, but after the junior high school, they start like even the student, they put the student in the two different classes. If you come from the old Well, old family, and you usually come from the educated family or businessman family or farmerland family. They see you black people.
There was a lot of class division.
Some of the students, they could mark, put down the big black mark on their, what they call the record. Everyone has a record they keep, the Communism Party keep. So they could put down the mark on you. So even write down like that, oh, this person should not go to college.
Wow, they had that much control. That's they control. Scary.
So for that kind of person, no matter how good you are, no matter how good you study, you have no chance at all.
Wow. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life? Like, who have you looked up? Is there anyone that you've ever looked up to?
Actually, the most important thing you want to improve your life is you read more books. Hmm.
Do you have any favorites?
Book is your best friend. And you learn a lot from them. And when before the China Cultural Revolution time, they have a lot of books translate from all the country. And then you have a chance to read a lot the world famous writer, like Dickensy, like Yoko, even like Jack London, all this guy, the classical.
Yeah.
And that makes you see the life different. You become a more like a humanity people.
Yeah. I'm actually learning about that in English. Do you know Nintendo Thoreau and Emerson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am little different than other students.
Hmm.
I love a foreign book.
Yeah.
Any chance here, I got the book. And then I read a lot.
That's good.
So I have a more knowledge about the other countries.
Yeah.
Life.
Has this always been an interest in you? Like, have you always, ever since little, have you always kind of wondered what's out there? And
yes.
You just
yes.
had this knack for knowledge.
Yeah. Finally, by the time, one day I traveling in Northway. So the street, the little town, the beautiful, just like when I see the picture in the book, I thought, oh, I do not believe it. I haven't. Because before that, if you are in China, you never could think about that. You have no way to think about that.
Yeah.
So I have a chance to come here. I have a chance to see this and kind of feel like a dream, like a dream.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember have been particularly kind to you throughout your life?
First person, of course, your mommy.
Aww.
My mommy kind of role model for me. Because she actually graduated from the American Nursing School in China.
Oh.
American church mission people, they founded all the hospital, medical school, university in China. So actually my mother, She's a, like a early aging Christian. So also she sent us to the Christian school too. And we almost like a growing in church. Before they close it, before the revolution, they close everything to not allow people to go. And she's really kind to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And later, she worked for the school as a nursing in school. She always take care quite a lot of these sick students, and especially some orphans. So she take care of them, really kind to them. So I learned a lot from her. And she really clean. She's a really clean person.
Yeah.
She's a really like a working hard, never stop person.
Yeah. You
so
have.
So I learned a lot from her. And also after I come to this country, so open a little office in. I am lucky. Each stage of me, I will meet some nice friend, more closer than the your own brother, sister. I have a good friend like Mr. Louis and Mrs. Louis.
Oh,
now
yeah.
They both passed away.
Yeah.
That's the good friend I meet in San Francisco when I live in San Francisco.
Mm.
And then when I open a small office in Sonoma, so I meet an Italian family, Gino and Joy.
Yeah.
She really give me back support. And even volunteer every Wednesday come to office to helping us. See. Over almost 40 years good friendship. So we see about 2 times a week. So we have many happy moment together. We went to cheat together. We have all the nice meal together, play. So their house is just like my home.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So that's
loyalty. Oh yeah, definitely. If they were here, if they were still alive today, what would you say to them?
I will, on Gino's funeral, I say something.
Yeah, you did. I remember.
I yeah. See, because I'm saying they are more meaning to me, more meaning than the your own brother, sister.
Yeah.
In my heart. Yeah. I appreciate it. And also, you know what? That's the first friend I got from Sonoma. You know what? How they care about us made me feel this country, American country, is a great country.
Oh.
And make me feel American people. Is a great nation, people. They have they kind, mostly, of course, mostly, people really generous and kind.
Yeah, Gino and Joy were really.
They were really willing
helpful.
To helping other.
Yeah.
Not only me. I remember they also helping a Vietnamese family too.
Mm. Would you say that they were a big part of your start in America?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It because they really, what they did to me is more than the really the family, brother, sister.
Yeah.
I'm lucky always meet some nice people, mm-hmm. good friends.
That's really good. I miss them. What are you proudest of, personally and professionally?
I'm really proud of myself. Really. That's why I teach my children, my grandchildren. Mm. You have to be independent.
Yeah.
You have to expect yourself.
Don't rely on anybody else.
No. So, I have a high education in China.
Mm-hmm.
So working as a OBGYN in China. So, 15 years working in hospital. However, where I go, because in my personality, the patient more expect me than other. That way, I treat the patient. We get same pay. Every doctor gets almost the same pay.
Mm-hmm.
How you treat your patient really depends your heart. So in China, I'm a good doctor because outpatient surgery, if I am working on that day, I will have more patients, more soldiers, because the patient, they find out who is that day, the surgery.
Oh, and they look for you.
They looking for me. And when they deliver the baby, they come in. They see that's me there. They happy. So, really, yeah. I'm not. I always has more that kind of outpatient surgery, like an abortion, give the woman the IUD, that kind of small outpatient surgery.
Yeah, I've noticed that you have, even now, you still have really good relationships with your patients. Like when you were gone, so many of them said
and
they
also,
missed you.
I'm not only, I run my office, and beside that, I did a little bit handle the money matter.
Yeah.
Economically, we are stable.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I work really hard in the past 30 years with the Acupuncture Association. We are really a group of the doctor founder all the acupuncture bill.
Yeah.
Legalize practice acupuncture, worker compensation pay for acupuncture treatment, medical funding,
mm-hmm.
Pay for acupuncture. So we really, that group of doctor working hard to bring the people of California get the acupuncture benefit.
Yeah.
All this bill. So now all the insurance, even hospital accept that treatment. So give the patients of free of their choice. So which later on, if the Medicare could offer the treatment to the patient, so that way, this old citizen, they could have more chance. Because it seems right now everything's so expensive. I don't see that much the senior patient anymore.
Yeah.
Especially when they just depend on their just limited income. Many people depend on their social security income, but the social security income really could not keep them.
Yeah, keep them going with more and more.
Could not
treatment.
Really, that's a really limit. We should right now everything so expensive.
Mm.
I think, not like the 30 years ago, I really did not see a lot of these old patients anymore. They just could not afford to pay us. Because the Medicare never pay acupuncture treatment. Only the patient, if they have the Part B supplement, part of them,
their insurance, what they pay, yeah, what it covers.
Treatment, only need to pay copay.
Hmm.
Yeah, but and many stay, the bill try to go through for so many time, but so sorry until today, not yet.
Hmm. So you've really participated, engaged your life into this profession. Yes. And you really tried to help so many other people.
I like to return back to the society.
Yeah.
Because see, I wish you could. We have really been lobby this bill. You know, last bill cost the energy and also cost money funding. So that's a really power of that.
Okay.
We contribute to the patient of California.
Do you have any regrets? Is there anything that you wish you did in your life?
One regret is one thing, I lost my sister. When she really young age, about 40 something.
Mm.
45, yeah.
Mm, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So at that time, she was so sick in China, and then I really just beginning come to this country. So I could not take care of her that much. Mm. And also my father too. Yeah, I lost him too on that time. So I do not have a chance to bring them come over here. Let them have a freedom life for here. And
did you ever get to see your dad after he went to jail?
No, I did not have a chance to go back to see them both. See.
Mm.
So that's something. Could not take better care of them.
Hmm.
And also, I wish you all my family members be kind to others.
Yeah.
And also working hard. But sometimes not everyone like as my wish. Okay.
Yeah. We have a lot of family drama. Did you have any hard times when you came to this country? When you first came to this country, were there any hard times that kind of prevented you from adjusting?
Honestly, I never feel so hard time or difficult in America.
Oh,
because
good.
Yeah, American people, they born here, they raised up here, they never went through what the people went through
in China,
in that kind of other country.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that, like, the country has a war, and also like the country, like communism country.
Oh, definitely.
So that it's not like a physically hardworking. Physically hardworking is not the hard suit for the people. The mostly hard suit to the people is mentally be tortured.
Oh, yeah.
Just like all the political revolution never stop. Mm. Especially the sex thing is in my parents, that generation, they see, they went through the World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the country war.
Oh.
And then the communism come, even worse.
That's so scary.
One never stop until they all. Like my father, and he could not make that. He passed away already. And my mommy is the lucky one, even 80 years old. So I bring her over, come over here. So she has 13 years peaceful, happy life here. So she's the lucky one. But that generation, people, not everyone that lucky. So that was the world's aging of the China. This 100 years, it's the history is really,
it's really bad.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, I think that concludes our interview. Good job. We did it.
The last one I want to say is, as American people, she appreciates what they have for her.
Yeah.
She's not like complain too much because you think about the outside world.
Yeah.
Not so many people are that lucky.
Mm. Yeah, I think I get what you mean. Yeah. But I think you've had your fair share of problems, and you just, you've come out, you've survived through it all, Mama. So that makes you really strong. Good job.
Bye.